Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, with one of my favorites, and that is Will Clark, and I always say it on the show, you know that. We need a statue, we need something in this ballpark with number 22 on it, I'll say it again. That's Will Clark, nice to see you.
Great to see you, Marty. It's a gorgeous day out here today.
All right, let's talk a little baseball, and you're a veteran, you've been around the game for so long. Winning teams start losing. How does it happen? How do you get out of it, and what do you do?
That's what is known as baseball. Just flat out, plain and simple. Every team, I don't care who you are, you're going to go through a little rough stretch over the course of the season. And, you know, sometimes you keep your fingers crossed and you hope it's earlier rather than later. And, for the Giants right now, it's happening in August. But no matter whether it's happening now or not, September is still the biggest month of all. And that's the way you got to look at it. We're still fighting any way possible to get out of this little mini slump we're in right now. But you also got to look ahead and say, look, September is the big month. We got nine game heads up with the Dodgers, and that's where we make up or lose ground, one or the other.
How does it go in the clubhouse? So with a ball club that loses 20 out of 30, you know, that's a first-place team, and all of a sudden nothing's going right. What goes on? Does confidence get shaken? What goes on in the professional athlete's mind?
You know, and that's a big part of it is confidence. But, you know, as long as you're seeing the guys being professionals and really not changing their, you know, their schedule, you know, in there messing with one another, playing music, joking around, laughing and giggling with one another. If you're seeing that, you know that the team's still in a good frame of mind. You know, if you're seeing the opposite, which is just a big bunch of, you know, hanging your bottom lips and stuff like that, it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. And that's, if I would see that, I would definitely be in there saying something. But that's not what I'm seeing with this club. They've been through it before. They've been the world champions, and they know how long the season is. And these guys are just taking it the old proverbial day by day, and it's a good group of guys, and you know, we'll come out here today, see if Samardzija can deal and get a W.
All right, Will Clark with us, talking a little Giants baseball here at the old ballpark. A beautiful day here. Pitching, I always say pitching is the key to the game, and you were one of the great hitters, but if you don't pitch, it doesn't matter what you do at the plate, you got to pitch, and that to me is the biggest issue for any team, and August is a tough month. The hitters are locked in. Maybe you had good months in August. The weather's warm, and the pitchers are getting tired. It's almost predictable.
Yeah, to a certain extent. The pitchers have logged quite a few innings in for the most part. The hitters have, you know, 5 months of being up at the plate, so they're not getting fooled as much with the sequences that are coming to them. And, as far as a pitcher goes, you just got to, you know, you got to make better pitches and you got to trust in your defense. And, at first in this little streak, we had a little problem with our defense, but we sort of straightened it out here lately. We had some unbelievable catches last night, Hunter Pence down the line, twice over here with Eduardo Nunez. And, we've been making the plays here lately. We just got to find a way to hold down the fort. And, last 3 days in a row, we've scored seven runs, and 5 runs. And usually with this pitching staff, those are W's. So, you know, we'll see if we can't do it again tonight and come out with a W.
Well, that's why I say pitching to me is the key to it. Young legs in August. Someone once told me in August the youngsters, you need young teams in August because of what you just described. And in September, the pros take over. Makes sense?
To a certain extent. I would say those young legs are more for, you know, the teams that are right now playing in the heat. You know, your St. Louis's and, you know, places like that are, you know, 97 degrees and, you know, 90% humidity, that kind of thing. You don't have that problem here in San Francisco. And so, you know, we got a little combination of veterans and younger guys. But, it's just the fact that who's going to execute better. And, we've been having to go through a little stretch here, but as quick as you got into it, that's how quick you can come out of it, too. And, you know, for being a fan, and this is for all the fans out there, don't panic. You know, whatever you do, that's like when you walk up to home plate and, you know, the winning run's on second base and you got to get a base hit. First thing you can't do is panic. Calm down, relax, get you a good pitch to hit. And it's the same thing, you know, being a fan. Calm down, relax, everything's going to turn around.
I need you on the show with me. Take some of these phone calls. Believe me, Will Clark with us. 93. is a good example of what you just said, and that was a pennant race that looked like, wow, the Giants are terrific. Oh, my goodness, they're out of it. Yeah. Fred McGriff becomes a Brave, and holy cow, and then September, there you come again. Yeah. How about that one?
You know, and that's a sort of a image that you're talking about right now that I'm thinking about with this ball club. You know, I mean, in first place the majority of the season, and then, you know, we had a little rough stretch, and once again it was in August, but we bounced out of it, and like you said, had a fabulous September, win 103 ball games, and you know, because of no central division and no wild card at the time, you know, we wound up losing, you know, to the Braves by one game. They won 104 and we go home, you know, and we could have been the best team ever and been, you know, on a World Series team that year. So just one of them things. And, you know, but with that team, it's exactly what we just talked about. You know, we were in first place. It went a little sour for us a little bit. And then just some sort of way or another, it went right for us. And, you know, it was pretty amazing to watch.
Who led you out of it in 93? Who did someone turn it around for you in September?
You know what? I think a little bit of everybody pitched in. You know, Barry was having an MVP type year. Matty was having a great year. I had a bomb September, and you know, it's just one of those things. You start combining everything at once, and then, you know, you pop out of it. And then you know, we had John Burkett and Billy Swift, both of them were 20 game winners, so they were the rocks of our, you know, pitching staff. And you know, it was literally a team effort, but at the same time, that team, you know, worked together real well.
Yeah, exciting times ahead, no matter what happens. This is what a pennant race is all about. You're up by one, down by one, down by four, up by three, yeah. And that's how you go down the stretch. Thanks, Will. I appreciate it.
No problem, Marty. Thank you.
Yeah, very good. All right, good advice from the man that I say deserves a statue in this ballpark, and that's Will Clark. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.